In Tallahassee, Florida's capital city, signs of growth are everywhere. New high-rise condos catering to college kids have popped up, boosting rents in the four figures. It's hard to find a one-bedroom in a decent neighborhood for less than $800 a month. Former Tallahassee Mayor Dot Inman Johnson says a large number of Tallahassee residents are slowly being priced out.
The place where we fall down the worst is for low-income households. Many of those households are single-parent-headed households with one salary coming into that home, and mostly it's a minimum wage salary and sometimes not even full-time.
And current Mayor Andrew Gillum agrees. He says the city's housing inventory is converting, with traditional college areas slowly emptying out as students move closer in town. But it's not happening at a pace that can meet the growing demand for affordable rental spaces.
These issues of housing and housing accessibility are manifold. It's rarely ever just about the available units themselves. It's also about people's ability to afford what is out there and available.
In our community, we have been recovering from the foreclosure crisis, which caused a lot of people to lose their homes. As we've been recovering, our economy has taken a new hit, and it's the hit of prosperity.
Vanessa McCleary is the manager of Housing and Community Development for Tampa. The recession pushed millions of people out of home ownership and into renter status.
We have lots of folks coming to our area, buying up our houses, and our rental units are going up in price.
Last year, Florida lawmakers steered around $175 million into local and state housing programs that support down payment and rental assistance, home renovations for low-income Floridians, and the construction of affordable housing units. But they also took $80 million from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and put it into other areas of the budget. Florida Housing Coalition President Jamie Ross says it's time the Florida legislature stopped sweeping dollars out of the Sadowski Trust Fund.
Not saying that no matter what, that's the way it should be, but if you have a housing crisis and you know these programs are great and you know it's wonderful for the economy, yes, that's how it should be. Whatever the amount of money is collected for the trust funds, that's the amount of money that should be appropriated.
Florida realtors, home builders, local social service agencies, and the Florida Housing Coalition are all urging the legislature to put the entire $324 million in the Sadowski Trust Fund toward housing initiatives. They say the sweeps are no longer necessary since the state has a projected budget surplus, but state economists are now using trust fund revenues in their budget projections. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.